Welcome, guys. Welcome to Jude's List. Welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
Good, thank you.
Excited to have you on. We've got some good news. We've got a premiere coming up. Before we dive into it, introduce yourselves and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Stephanie Odusebwating. I'm a film director, producer. I also dabble in editing, writing, and yeah, that's me.
My name is Kwame Augustine. I'm a writer, producer, actor, voiceover artist.
Nice,
all around creative.
Nice. Let's talk about your upcoming film that's premiering. It's very close. It's this Thursday, right?
At Silverbird Cinema, January the 11th.
Okay.
At Cromwell.
Okay, so Stephanie, do you want to tell us a bit about what this film is about? What can we expect to see?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, this Thursday at Accra Mall, Silverbird, we're premiering Johnny. And Johnny is a mini series which we shot in the UK. We've already had a London premiere at the Curzon Mayfair, which was such a fabulous turnout. Like, everyone came to support. Room was full of about nearly up to 300 people, and it was such a great affair. And we're really, you know, bringing Johnny to Ghana to literally debut this black British Cockney guy who's had a bit of trauma growing up with white parents that fostered him.
Yeah.
And is really just trying to find himself. And so that brings him through so many different adventures. And yeah, we want to premiere Johnny in Ghana, give people a bit of laughs. It's a dark comedy, it's a drama. And yeah, just show people, you know, what we can do as black African people of Ghanaian heritage, but also from the diaspora as well. You know, so there's a little bit of twang in there from what we're kind of used to. And yeah, we hope people really enjoy it.
Yeah. How do you connect this story to Ghana? Yes,
Sure, yeah. So we connect it to Ghana because, number one, it's written, produced and acted by a Ghanaian man himself, Kwame Augustine. And so that's the first, you know, biggest connection. And so we really feel like with this story, it's something that we want to continue to push. We want to continue to push excellence in work and building and just kind of bringing diverse, different cultures to the screen. You know, I love being Ghanaian. That's number one. That's who I am. And so anything that I do, and also with what Kwame does as well, we just want to do things with excellence and as who we are. Do you know what I mean? So it's really lovely to come and bring this to Ghana because there's so many things we want to do. And I think it gives a little bit of a different perspective as well. Something different from what people might usually watch in the cinemas.
Yeah.
And we want to bring that. We want to bring that diverse difference, the culture from the UK as well, a little bit of that in there, and just really showcase who we are in all its facets because, you know, there's so many angles. So that's essentially Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kwame, back to you. Let's talk about the character a bit. What went into it? What's the story behind it? What do you want the audience to take away from the character as well?
So it initially started off almost 10 years ago. It started off as a monologue. And then in 2016, we adapted it to a theatrical play, which we sold out at the Bridewell Theatre in 2016. Critically acclaimed, 5-star in the upcoming. So the response was incredible. And then some years passed by and some of the TV stations didn't pick it up. And then it just got to a point where we thought, you know what, this story needs to live on and we need to see it on screen. And I got together with Stephanie, who I created Locked In with, and we just said, let's just put our money where our mouth is and bring this to the screen. And so we just dug deep and created this mini series. And I just want the audience to take whatever they can take away from it. And the character is a mirror to our own insecurities, our own trauma, and how we judge each other on face value. So it's intriguing to see what the audience response is once they've left. To see, okay, how did it make me feel and what does this say about myself?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, let's talk about putting this project together. How long did it take to develop this?
Well, it's slowly been developing over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
In terms of the actual thing, about a few months, but a few months in terms of 10 years of progress. Okay. So it's like, in terms of me and Stephanie sitting down and really saying, do you know what, we're going to put this onto the screen and talk about 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
To do.
Okay. Let's talk about the challenges as well. Definitely there are some downsides to putting such a project together. And then obviously bringing it here to Ghana. So what have been the challenges? What have been the difficulties?
I think we're always, when it comes to filmmaking, the biggest, one of the biggest things, especially a lot of filmmakers struggle with, indie filmmakers, is funding. So I think that's always going to be the number one, yeah, you know,
where's
challenge.
Where's the money? Where's the sicker?
Exactly. I think that's literally, I think, the same all-out problem. It's just, you know, moving past it and seeing how we can utilize what we have, like resources, people, facilities. How can we kind of pull together what we have in order to still give that kind of big show that we want to also, you know, provide here, same way we did at Mayfair in Curzon, well, Curzon Mayfair, sorry.
Okay. How did you figure that part out? The money part?
Charlie, we're still working on it.
Literally.
How did you pull this together? That's what I'm wondering.
You know, once you've kind of been like doing this for a while, you realize that a lot of people in the industry are either going to generally want to help you or just want to kind of show face, as act as if they've helped, right? A lot of people want the accolades and they don't really want to share the knowledge or, you know, the insight. And I think over the years, you build connections, you build networks, and then you start to kind of find out information. You know, you find out information yourself and you see what works for you. And I think even with, you know, being able to do it in Silverbird, then it's not actually a full feature in terms of the full entirety of the what's going to be shown there. That also doesn't happen. You know, they only show films.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not something that happens. But I think it's also the way you speak to people, is telling them about the vision, what you want to do and like what you're trying to achieve, and the persistency. That is really what kind of makes the difference. And that's what we were like, you know, we said, yep, this is where the venue that it's going to be done in. How do we do that? Who can we connect with? Look in the resources. Okay, that person said, hit this person up. And then you take it from there and you start the negotiations. You talk, you know, so it's, I think it's all with time. You just kind of learn like ways to work and how to kind of maneuver your way around. And I think that's so important and key when it comes to filmmaking in general. Like, you just, maneuvering is, it's going to take some time, but once you figure it out, you can pull the things together that you want, even with limited funds, budget, or, you know, resources technically. So yeah.
Okay, so I feel like it's almost like you being a chef without a recipe. You're cooking without knowing what you're making, but as you're making it, you sort of have to figure it out.
I mean, you know how it, what you want it to taste, yeah, and you know what ingredients you're going to use to make it, but it's the method, right? And it might be a bit of madness in the method, but at the end of the day, it's going to deliver and it's going to taste delicious.
And it's finding certain alternatives. For instance, like, you've made the recipe, but because you don't have the funds to have X amount of eggs and this particular level of sugar, you might go for honey instead.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, it's not what the sugar that you need, but it still tastes sweet. And
it still gives you the flavor that you want.
Exactly.
It's not quite the same how you envisage, but it's still something, if not something even better than you could even have imagined. So essentially, we work with the recipes and the ingredients that we have at our disposal.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about bridging the gap between the UK and Ghana, especially in media such as film, and how we can grow that moving forward. What are your thoughts on where currently Ghana is, and what are some ideas that you think that we can put in place to move forward?
I feel with Ghana, in terms of the creative and filmmaking industry, it's pretty much non-existent, but the creatives have extreme talent. Like, I see wonderful creatives everywhere, but I feel like we need a bit more of a structure, a way that we can raise finances, make sure people get paid on time, make sure we get an appropriate equity fund. So like, cool, there's a minimum standard fee that every first AC gets, every colorist gets, every actor gets, and create an infrastructure to allow people to access the best that they can be, you know?
Yeah. Stephanie, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think Kwame really said it all. And also, like, on top, I think it's important to just kind of understand that when we come here, we're trying to just do what we can and make it greater, you know, because I think there's a beauty about having a mixed experiences, because it's different film in the UK to is to USA to Ghana, and like having like that triad of experiences, it's only going to make the movie the best it can be, right? So if we had someone that had studied in France, you know, part of the team, someone in Italy, like, yeah, bringing those people together is what is going to help to make, you know, a really great product. And so that's how I feel when it comes to just us coming and wanting to continue to enhance an
and
industry.
Also, I feel like just also us just all trying to work together, because often we find sometimes that with other vendors, they find out that we're from abroad and everybody's charging us ridiculous rates, but we don't have loads of money as well. And we're trying to put our country and our creativity to the forefront. So if you don't work with us and we can work with you, how can we push our culture forward? Because you're taking all our money before we can even get to the next hurdle. So it's finding that level of collaboration between everybody where people from abroad don't come over to Ghana and exploit people, but also the Ghanaians should know that we are not also made of money as well. Let's find a middle ground to work with each other to build this industry forward and rejuvenate the Ghanaian film industry.
Where's that middle ground?
I don't think there's an actual number that you could say, but it's a collaborative process. Everybody knows, it's like by osmosis, everybody knows when you're being fair. You can never say, oh, this is that, but it's just being fair. That's the only way I could say, it's just being fair. Looking at the person, seeing what funds they have available and working together to make it happen.
Yeah, I hear you on that. But I feel like, obviously, we're in 2024, things are changing slowly. You know, obviously, even look at the projects that you've done in the last 3 years here in Ghana. It's putting in place that conversation where we're discussing, okay, now, there's progress, but how can we move forward as a collective? How can we move forward as a group? Not just what Kwame is doing, not just what Jude is doing, but let's see ways in which we can collaborate to say we're all winning together. Yeah. Let's also talk about Details of Johnny. I know it's a mini series. So how many parts are out and what can we expect to see in the future as well?
So we haven't released it on TV or any networks. It's only going to be premiering at specialist cinemas as well. So what we're intending to do with Johnny is we're creating a massive event, a massive experience. So it's more than just watching the three-part miniseries. It's going to the cinema, experiencing new talent, seeing new creativity, and watching it in that experience. And that's what we're doing, essentially.
Why did you set it up that way?
Because I feel we live in a very fast society, and the art of cinema is slowly being lost. People are watching amazing movies on their phones with noise in the background or somebody coming into your office, and I want to bring back that feeling where people dress up, you go to the cinema, there's popcorn, there's lights, and there's no distractions. You're not on your phone and you can truly absorb the content that not just myself but other creators have spent hours, if not decades, putting their blood, sweat and tears, and you can see it in the best place possible, in the cinema, with all its glitz and glam. I want it to be an event and bring back the beauty of cinema.
I think well, since really COVID happened, we've really lost that sense of like looking forward to going to the cinema. Now it's just like,
And the stories have changed as well. That's the thing. Yeah. It's part of it. Yeah.
How different is Johnny from anything else that's out there?
It's never been seen on British television before. A fictional Black British Cockney who was adopted or fostered by a white family. We've only seen autobiographies with Cass and the farming one that Idris did, but we've never seen it in a fictitious format. And it's a story that we really need to push forward. It's never been seen before.
Okay. Kwame, let's also talk about the character. Can you go into details of who Johnny is?
Johnny is a charismatic individual. He tells these wonderful anecdotal stories. He's very wild. He likes to have a good time. He's a Johnny. So he has a great time. And to everybody else, he seems that this is fun, charismatic, a little bit of a madman. But we realize all this exuberance and all this extroverted character is him trying to cover up his past trauma and his past wounds. And at moments in between the drinking and the dancing and having a great time, we see the realness that comes. And it's essentially a representation of many people in society. We have these masks of smiling, but deep down, we're suffering a lot of pain and trauma that not everyone gets to see. So putting that on the forefront of a TV screen allows people to almost see themselves in this character in an entertaining, funny, but thrilling way.
Sounds amazing. Looking forward to it. Obviously, Kwame, you're the actor playing Johnny. Can you give us like a teaser? Since this is a podcast, so give us a teaser for what the character sounds like, looks like.
How's it going, Jude? You all right? Yeah, my name's Johnny, and I'm here on the podcast with Stephanie Boateng and Kwame Augustine. That's how he sounds, essentially. He's a Cockney guy from East London.
Sounds good. So guys, we're almost wrapping up. Stephanie, any last words for our listeners?
I would just say, you know, come support, come to the venue, come down in your finest attire, come and watch Black Brilliance, African Brilliance on the screen, in the cinema, come laugh, come be entertained, and yeah, come to see Johnny Accra, Silverbird Cinema.
Yeah.
No, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Yeah, on 6 the 11th PM. Thursday.
On the 11th, yeah.
Where can our listeners get tickets?
You can go to www.kwameaugustine.com. All the tickets are sold there. You can also send it via Momo, and all the information will be there. And you can follow Stephanie and myself on social media, which is like Instagram. Mine is Kwame Augustine, all as one word.
And mine is steph.boateng. Yeah. So you'll see everything on there as well on our socials. We're posting it.
Okay. I'll put it in the show notes as well. Yeah. Closing off, what future projects can we expect to see? What should we look forward to?
I think there's so much in the works right now, honestly. There's features, there's TV series. And I think what we would say is just stay tuned. You know, as long as you are following us on socials, you're supporting, you've got our email contacts, let's collaborate, let's work, and just keep watching, because there's so many things on the rise, honestly.
Sounds good. Yeah. So guys, come check out Johnny on Thursday, the 11th at 6 p.m. And we are off.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.